Chapter 1. Commission Duties and Powers. A. General Powers, Composition, Duties, and Powers. Real Estate Advisory Committees. TREC was created in 1949 to administer the provisions of the License Act, which was passed in 1939. The primary purpose of both the License Act and TREC is to protect the public. TREC has the authority to make rules and regulations. TREC can advise with reference to its rules and the laws that govern license holders. TREC consists of 9 commission members. 3 represent the general public, and 6 are real estate brokers. All are appointed by the governor and approved by the Senate. They serve for 6-year staggered terms. TREC has the power to subpoena books, records, and witnesses. If a license holder fails to respond to a subpoena, TREC can file suit with the Attorney General to enforce the subpoena. The Broker Lawyer Committee writes the promulgated contract forms. This committee has 13 members. 6 are brokers appointed by TREC. 6 are lawyers appointed by the President of the State Bar Association. 1 is a public member appointed by the governor. The Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University has an advisory committee to help TREC. B. Handling of complaints, investigations, hearings, and appeals. TREC can initiate an investigation against a license holder at its own motion. An individual has 4 years from the effective date of a contract or the date of the incident to file a complaint with TREC regarding the license holder involved. After 4 years, TREC will no longer investigate a complaint. The complaint must be written and signed. A complainant should hear back from the commission about whether they are moving forward with the complaint within 30 days. A consumer can research a complaint history on a license holder through TREC. Only TREC has the power to issue or revoke real estate licenses. A hearing for the revocation or suspension is held at the State Office of Administrative Hearings, SOAH, unless a license holder requests the hearing be held in his county. If a license holder, in violation, fails to respond to a summons from TREC, TREC will automatically schedule the revocation/suspension hearing. If your license is revoked by TREC, you may appeal the decision to the district court. If a license is revoked by TREC, the individual must wait at least 2 years before trying to obtain a new license. If a license is suspended and the suspension is fully probated, that means the license holder will be able to engage in the business at the beginning of the probation period as long as there were no further violations. Example: a license was suspended for 2 years beginning on January 1st. The suspension is fully probated on July 1st of the same year. When can the license holder begin practicing real estate? A. In 6 months. B. In 12 months. C. In 18 months. D. In 2 years. Rationale: January 1st to July 1st is the suspension period, 6 months. On July 1st, the probation begins and will last for the rest of the 2 years. While on probation, the license holder can engage in the business. Remember, TREC is there to protect consumers. Therefore, TREC plays no part in resolving conflicts between license holders. These types of conflicts are usually handled through the local board of realtors, by mediation, or in court. C. Penalties for violation, unlicensed activity, authority for disciplinary actions, recovery trust account. Criminal penalties. People engaged in the real estate brokerage business without having secured a license from TREC are guilty of a Class A misdemeanor and subject to criminal penalties of a fine of not more than $4,000 or imprisonment in the county jail for not more than 1 year or both. Trials for this would be held in the county court. Civil penalties. Persons guilty of a violation of the License Act and whoever profited therefrom are liable for additional civil penalties of up to 3 times the amount of money received. Administrative penalties. TREC may assess an administrative penalty of up to $5,000 per day for violation of the License Act by any person, either licensed or unlicensed. If TREC assesses a penalty, a license holder has 30 days to pay the penalty. The criminal and civil penalties are assessed by the courts. The administrative penalty is assessed by TREC. Real Estate Recovery Trust Account. This fund was created to pay aggrieved parties who win an uncollectible judgment from an agent, broker. An aggrieved party may collect treble damages up to $125,000 per lawsuit and up to $250,000 per license number. The account is funded by taking $10 out of every applicant's or renewing licensee's fees. In addition, all fines levied by TREC fund this account, which is invested in safe securities like T-bills and notes. If the fund ever falls below $1 million, TREC can assess all licensees $10 or a pro rata share to bring the balance up to $1.7 million. If the balance is above $3.5 million on January 1st, TREC reduces the value to $3.5 million by flushing the excess into the General Fund of Texas, where the Texas legislature spends it. When any amount is paid out against a licensee, the amount must be paid back with interest and the license is revoked. Consumer Protection Notice notifies the public about the existence of the Recovery Trust account. The notice only applies to real estate license holders.